Pate. The woman behind the counter at the pet store tells us our aging cat needs something softer to eat. Pate, she says. And for a moment, I've traveled to one of those cafes along the Seine, an officious waiter placing a tiny espresso at the center of a round silver table that winter I turned 30, when Paris was so cold, it felt like rejection. I remember the loop of ceramic pinched between my thumb and forefinger, and the way it seemed as if everything I'd known was floating miles away in the middle of the Atlantic, and how the coffee was so bitter it was almost sweet. I spent hours in those cafes drinking cup after cup as if something was waiting for me at the bottom. Love, maybe, or at the very least, a sense of direction. Pate, the store clerk repeats, and I grab can after can after can.